thin body. It's got two pairs of wings, real shiny wings. And it'll be around a damp place, maybe around a stream or lake or something.
Cheetah hawks or something.
Okay. Have you ever heard of any other name for mosquito hawk?
No, I don't believe I have. I always call them mosquito hawk.
Have you ever heard of something called a snake doctor or dragonfly?
Yeah, I've heard people say all the fish of that. Some people call them mosquito hawks, snake doctors or one thing.
But you always call it mosquito hawk?
I always call them mosquito hawks.
What kinds of insects will sting you?
Well, we have several things down here sting you. We have the yellow jacket, the hornets, and the wasps. We have several things down here sting you.
Mm-hmm. How do the yellow jackets build their nest?
They go in the ground, a little hole in the ground.
What about something that builds a nest out of dirt?
Well, they. Yellow jacket builds its nest down in the dirt most all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about something that builds sort of a nest?
Hornet.
Well, maybe hanging up on in a barn.
That's hornets we call them.
Uh-huh. Well, something that builds a nest out of mud.
Those hornets that build theirs out of mud, hang it up in a tree like. Mm-hmm. They're mighty dangerous.
You ever heard of a mud dauber or dirt dauber?
Dirt dauber, yeah.
What's that?
We have plenty of them, plenty of dirt daubers.
Do they sting you?
No, they never sting nobody. Mm-hmm. They just keep the house messed up.
An insect that hops around in the grass.
Grasshoppers?
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard them called hopper grass?
Yeah. Heard them call a little bit of a thing. Crickets in the grass too.
Uh-huh. But have you heard those grasshoppers called hopper grass?
No, but you always call them grasshoppers.
Uh-huh. Say if you hadn't cleaned a room in a while, up in the ceiling, in the corner, you might find a
great diamond nest.
Or something. You'd have to take a broom and...
Spider web.
Uh-huh. What about something like that outside across a bush?
You see them once in a while. Out there. Real spider web run from bush to bush.
Mm-hmm. And the parts of the tree that grow under the ground are called the...
Roots of the tree.
Did you ever hear of using certain roots or vines for medicine?
Yeah, people used to dig just ginseng and all and sell the roots for medicine.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember any homemade remedies yourself when you were growing up?
Yeah, my mother used to could cure any sore on you, I don't care where. We'd have a sore break all of our legs, and she'd go out in the light and get a Jimson weed. Leaves.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd put fried meat grease in the Jimson weeds and she'd cook it all together and make a salve. Cook it down thick to a salve. And you'd grease them sores one day and two or three days, they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
She made that Jimson weed salve, she called it.
Hmm.
And it sure would cure them up too.
How long would it take? Just a couple of days?
About a couple of days. After you put it on one day, the next morning you can begin to look to see if it's fixed to get well.
Huh.
And you cure them all up. And she made it all herself.